These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. We now have the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, with us. Thank you very much for joining us, Minister. Can I start, please, with the Apple money, the windfall from that and the AIB windfall? Are you being a bit vague in relation to how it's been spent? I know you're saying that it goes for things like transport and housing and water and energy, but could you not be more specific as to what real benefits we get out of that?
So in relation to those two amounts of money, Minister Chambers outlined the exact allocation of the money from AIB, the sale of shares in AIB. A portion of it will go to the Land Development Agency, a portion of it will go to Ishka Éireann, and a portion of it will go to Airgrid. In relation to Apple, the Apple funding there is approximately €14 billion. It only became clear to the government there just around 2 weeks ago that the money was going to be available to us as a result of the court judgment, and the best I think any government can do is give a broad outline of how the money will be spent, and then in the weeks and months ahead get clearer on what the projects will be.
Okay, but will you go for something big and ambitious, a sort of a statement investment?
I think it's very likely that there will be a small number of large decisions inside the framework that we outlined today. Some of the most important things for the future of our country are things that we all depend on, but we need to do a lot better at. So it's in relation to how we access energy, where it comes from, its cost. It is in relation to how we can ensure we have safe, clean, sustainable water in the years ahead. And it could also be about the future of public transport here in Ireland. They, I think, will be really big decisions that both this and the next government will get to make.
OK, but will you get value for money in that spending? Because it has been pointed out famously that the National Children's Hospital has gone massively over budget and is taking an awful lot more time than it should. Then you get things you hear about yesterday that we have the modular housing for the Ukrainian refugees costing twice the estimate of what it was going to be. You have things like €225 million in transport projects been written off. And then you have the infamous bike shed in Leinster House. How can we be confident that this government, having overseen all of that, can be trusted to spend this new money well?
So let me deal with each of those in turn. The reason those transport projects didn't go ahead is our country went bankrupt. A reminder that, above all, you have to be financially stable, you have to have safe public finances. So we went bankrupt. That is why those projects didn't go ahead. And I'm very privileged to have been part of Fine Gael that has helped our country get back to where we are, though I know how much more we need to do. In relation to the modular homes, the actual cost of the homes themselves didn't vary much, but what did vary the cost a lot was access to land, access to utilities, work that needed to be done to access land quickly. That was additional cost, but that's because we were trying to build these homes so quickly, Matt, in response to an emergency situation due to the war in Ukraine. And in relation to value for money overall, of course I acknowledge what we could have done better in the National Children's Hospital, but I would point to the success of the National Broadband Plan. I would point to the homes that have been built by the state via local authorities all over the length and breadth of our country as examples of where the country's money is used well. That gives me confidence regarding our ability to do that in the future.
You also have massively increased the amount of money for health spending. I thought this was something that you as Minister for Public Expenditure were determined to get a grip on. And what is it, an extra spend of close to $3 billion over the next couple of years? I mean, have you got anywhere near to actually sorting out what goes on in the health system?
But waiting lists are falling in Ireland now. They're falling for the second year in a row. That's the result of that money being spent. We are seeing new facilities such as the Mater Hospital. We are seeing the country having the ability to build new beds on top of the thousands of beds we've built in recent years. So the issue that I have had regarding money going into our health service is being better able to plan it, avoiding overruns that are unexpected, and ensuring the money goes in to what Stephen Donnelly and I wanted to be used for, which is better and improved patient care. And I would make the case to you the fact that we are one of few countries in Europe at the moment that have seen waiting lists go down after a pandemic is a sign of how that money has been well used. But of course, we have improvements on it that we need to make in the future, and the budget acknowledged that today.
But the budget is for $25.76 billion next year, an increase of nearly $3 billion on 2024. So you're talking about, what is it, over one-fifth of spending next year is going to be on the health budget. We don't have the oldest population in Europe by any means. How can it be that it costs so much to run the health service?
Well, we don't have the oldest country population in Europe, but we do have the sixth highest life expectancy in Europe now, which is an impact not just, I have to acknowledge, of the money we're spending in our health service, but lots of other things. And the reason why the cost has gone up, Matt, is the population of our country has gone up very rapidly now over the last number of years. And in addition to younger people coming to Ireland and our population growing, particularly in the aftermath of a pandemic, the healthcare needs, particularly of older people, have grown and have got more complex. And that is why health expenditure has gone up in the way that it has. It is happening in many other countries as well at the moment, but at least in Ireland, we are seeing waiting lists for many important procedures fall.
The numbers working in the health service will now go to over 130,000 whole-time equivalents, an increase of 27% since 2019. Does the population growth justify a 27% increase?
Yes, it does, particularly when, despite the population growth, which, let me be clear, I think is a good thing, we're seeing waiting lists for many important procedures go down. And I can see the impact of the nurses, of the doctors, of the healthcare workers, the work they are doing in our hospitals, and the effect that is having on healthcare. So let me be the first to acknowledge that our spending in health has gone up. But if you look at where we are with life expectancy, if you look at where we are with the recovery from big health difficulties like a stroke, like cancer, like a heart attack, they are all improving. And while we continue to have work we need to do to make sure that money continues to be used better, that money is having an impact.
You're making money available for additional health staff. You're making money available for additional Guardian soldiers. But isn't the problem that people simply don't want to sign up for these jobs? That the numbers in an Garda Síochána, even if you make the budgets available, are falling? It's the same in the Defence Forces. How are you going to solve that?
So I think that's a fair point. The challenge that we've had, particularly in an Garda Síochána, was about the fact that Templemore was closed for so long during the pandemic. And we are only beginning to catch up now with the Garda numbers that we do need. But what's really encouraging is if you look at the recent campaigns that in particular the Guards have run, and I think it's also the case for the Defence Forces, there was a very high level of interest in those jobs. I hope that level of interest is there because it's really good and really important work. But of course, it's also the reason why we have a public service pay agreement to ensure that we can pay people who work in our health services, who are our guards, who are our defence personnel. We can pay them in a fair and a good way and give them terms and conditions that reflect the value of the work that they do.
But gross spending next year of €125 billion, about twice what it was before we had the crash back around 15 years ago. It cannot be justified. Has the economy really grown to actually be able to sustain that type of expenditure? Are we not setting ourselves up for another major fall again?
Expenditure in Ireland is growing at roughly the same pace as it is in any other country across Europe. If you look at the growth rates that we've had up to this point in Ireland, they're far, far lower than we had in the run-up to the last crash. And the very fact that, for example, by the end of next year, we will have deposited 16 billion euro, which consists of surpluses from the last 2 years alone, which is roughly equal to the two budgets we've announced today, is a sign of my determination to try to make sure that while spending is increasing, we also have to post big budget surpluses, save them and set them aside.
And yet, you have a budget package of 10.5 billion, except there's lots of add-ons on top of it. You have the 8.3 billion tax and spend, 2.2 billion cost of living package, but you've got all the additional money from the Apple with the windfall and the AIB share sale. Let's leave those aside. 4.5 billion in a temporary contingency now seems to have been put back into as if it was permanent last year. What is it? Is it temporary or is it permanent? And what has all of that temporary contingency been spent on?
So let's take a step back. So when I introduced that money and that concept, Matt, it was in the early days of the war in Ukraine beginning. And I, like many others, thought that war would not go on for as long as it had. And I certainly didn't foresee the kind of migration that is now coming due to the awful things that we're seeing in the Middle East and we have seen in Syria. So you're correct to say, when I brought that money in there a number of years ago, I saw it as being temporary. The reason it is now very likely to be permanent is because, unfortunately, those terrible difficulties are going to be with us for some time to go. The reason, and you've asked me the question, but I'm afraid it doesn't have a non-technical answer, the reason it's not included in our budget day package is that it's not extra spending. That is money that we spent in 2023, in 2024, and I believe we're going to spend again in 2025, that same amount of money. And the majority of it at this point now, Matt, is used for the international protection programmes and is used to support people who've left Ukraine.
Thank you very much, Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.